tamasic.
Pardon?
That would be tamasic equality.
It's a tamasic equality, or even worse.
How does one keep a sustained effort?
Equilibrium. That now Sri Krishna will tell you at the end. That's why I'm not even speaking about the last, the highest kind of equality.
You know, this pratiksha, udasina, and nothing corresponds to action and knowledge and bhakti.
That's right, you are right, absolutely. Very true. When you are moving on the path of devotion, then nati comes in the middle level. If you follow the path of knowledge, udasinata comes in the middle stage of your equality. And when you pursue the path of action, then stoic equality comes in you, titiksha comes in your way. But there are lower levels also. So, we must make a distinction between the semblance of equality and true equality. True equality as the truest equality. So at the lowest level, one may be proud, for example, and yet one may feel in that state of pride, I accept everything. I am I, so it doesn't matter at all. So in pride also there is a kind of equality. If you are hard and indifferent, then also you are equal. If your consciousness is hard, there is no softness in your heart, then everything is equal. These are all lower kinds of equality. Very often in the yogic process all these things come. But we must know that this is not the real equality. Or this is a higher equality and this is the highest equality. The highest equality arises when you perceive samam brahman. When you see that in everything there is the brahman, an equal brahman in everything, that is the real equality, the true spiritual equality. Ekatvam anupashyataha. When you see oneness everywhere, then there is a real equality. It is even higher than philosophic equality. It is higher than udasinata. In udasinata, you stand above and you see everything low, lower than you. But in the real spiritual equality, there is spiritual oneness. You are not higher. You see everywhere oneness, the knowledge of oneness. Equality and knowledge are equators. In fact, Sri Aurobindo says that karma yoga is fully fulfilled when you can combine knowledge of oneness and the attitude and the status of equality. When you have both these together, then that is the culmination of the karma yoga. Now this equality, the knowledge, having seen samam brahman everywhere, and you will see in these verses which I read out, the status of equality when everything is seen as equal and one. Samyam stita. When you stand in equality by seeing the real equality, ekatvam. In the sixth chapter again Sri Krishna will repeat it saying that when you see me in all and all in me, when you see that, that is a true knowledge. You are not only thinking. In the philosophic equality you only think, you have understood. But here you really see the oneness. There is a distinction between thought and knowledge. The knowledge is the light by which you grow into oneness with your being. There must be first of all a light. by means of which you grow into oneness with your highest being. So there must be an experience of your highest being, experience of oneness with it, and the light by which you can see this, you can experience it, it is that which is called knowledge. This is the true definition of knowledge. That's why we said knowledge is not information. Merely to be told that all is one is not knowledge. It is maybe a thought at the most. But knowledge is reserved, this word is reserved only when there is an experience of your highest self, experience of oneness with it, and the light by which you can experience it. This is knowledge. In that state of knowledge, it will be impossible for you to see the divisions.